This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. A Mexican diplomat in Texas says anti-immigration rhetoric in the presidential campaign is demeaning, and Texas's deployment of additional state troopers along its southern border has caused concern. Mexican Consul General Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez recently talked with Texas Public Radio about why Texas in particular should be concerned about strained U.S.-Mexico relations. Here's the conversation. Given the rhetoric about border security and drug violence and immigration, how is our relationship today?
Well, let me start with the rhetoric. I think that we have seen during the last few months anti-immigrant demeaning and hateful rhetoric against immigrants, and particularly against Mexican immigrants. The problem has to do with a political isolationist discourse that has become common and that would be extremely detrimental to the interest of, obviously, the United States and Mexico, but in particular Texas, because within the U.S., Texas is our main partner. Texas is the number one export state in the United States.
Has it affected business and economics thus far? What is the practical potential for how this would play out?
It's a high-stakes game for Mexico and for Texas. When you treat Mexico as just as exporter of goods to the United States, you miss a great deal of the whole picture. We're a partner in a production platform that involves Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Foreign investment that goes to Mexico, for example, to the extent that it benefits our competitiveness, it also works in the benefit of the competitiveness of the United States. Why? Because we are very integrated. Because 40% of the content of what we export to the United States comes from the U.S. In other words, to disrupt the flow of exports from Mexico to the United States is a way to harm U.S. production and U.S. manufacturers.
In recent years, Texas has added more Department of Public Safety individuals on the border to patrol for what they believe is not just unlawful immigration, but drug violence. And now the Department of Public Safety is asking for additional money in the next legislative biennium to put more troopers on the border. What is the perception from the Mexican people?
We are concerned about this deployment of DPS forces, and we are concerned for several reasons. One, you know the life cycle of bureaucracies. They are born, they grow up, they reproduce, and they never die. So once you create a bureaucracy like the one DPS is creating at the border, one has to wonder what's going to happen long term. Secondly, immigration control and border security in general are the responsibility of federal governments. It's not usually the jurisdiction of a subnational government such as Texas. So our interest is to understand better what is Texas bringing to the table.
What do you think Texas is bringing to the table?
I cannot answer that question to you yet. We have created a working group, representatives from our security apparatus in the federal government, meets every 6 months with DPS representatives, and we want to understand better because so far we have no clarity.
What impact do you think the next presidential election will have on U.S.-Mexico relations?
From the perspective of the Mexican government, we are going to work with whoever the American people elects. But also from our perspective, it is our duty to help our American friends understand what the contribution of immigrants, how important it is to the well-being of Americans in general and in particular Texans. In Texas, 8 out of 10 construction workers are foreign-born, 80% or more born in Mexico. So it's simply completely divorced from reality, this anti-immigrant speech and this idea of deporting 11 million people who live here undocumented. It was 9 years ago or 8 years ago that we reached the peak in terms of the number of Mexicans living in the United States. stopped. It's been 5 years that the flow of Mexicans to the U.S. has been zero or negative. 5 years in which more people have gone back to Mexico than newcomers from Mexico coming here. So I think it's a rhetoric that is very short-term, electorally oriented, that nevertheless is going to create an impact.
Mr. Consul General, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.